Hi, everyone. Thank you, Dante, for your very, very interesting paper, and Jan for your excellent discussion of that paper, which really frees me to talk about the standard setting side, because you've identified so many good points to help you as you develop this paper. One of the things that struck me was this identification of what you were trying to do. And the first bullet point here quotes you, as you say, mapping the thematic landscape, identifying hidden patterns and topics, providing a comprehensive overview of existing IFRS research, and facilitating the agenda for future research, fostering progress, and theoretical and practical insights. When you do that, from a standard setter's perspective, can you please tie down every single one of those standard setters when they read their papers and they read and it's about this? They want to see how you've explored and developed that thing. And you've got a whole basket there. And I think following Jan's suggestions, you'll drop some of that basket, right? So not just yourself, but everyone does that does IFRS relevant research. And they say, this is a contribution to the standard setting, full stop. And we have no idea what this contribution is in some cases, because the academics haven't teased it out step by step for us. So just a thought there. I agree with Jan that I think the area that you can develop as a contribution is the fact that you can give us a big time series on the topics, but what have been the time trends? What are the methods that have been used in the research? Where the journals are, where the authors are. I think this is new information that hasn't been presented in the various literature reviews, because those authors weren't in the position to have this high-level view. I also agree with Jan. I think you can dig more. You know, I think that is your strength in this paper that you're going after, and I think you can dig more, because when you put your table up, others in the room will also be struck that we saw maybe 3 or 4 top-ranked US journals named there, and a lot of IFRS research appears in journals outside a top 3, a top 5, or a top 6. And so you really, I think this is the paper to take that on. And I'm going to refer to this in my last slide as well about the future of IFRS research. But I think you've got scope because of the way you're doing this meta-analysis of what's been happening. I think that is where your contribution lies, more than your summaries, good though they are, and more than your summaries of the topics and what's in the topics. I mean, that said, I thought your summaries were quite outstanding and quite comprehensive. And myself and others in the room have been following this literature for a very long time. So we can read it and we can say, oh, yeah, look, that looks okay. You know, I mean, it's just brief. There's summaries and then there's summaries of summaries. But I'm reading it and I'm thinking, that's okay. Which really brought me to the point of, I want to know more about how you actually did that, how you actually selected what is in there, which papers did you go after? Did you just go after the ones that had the big citations? Is that how they got in there? And those conclusions that AI has given you, did you check them? I want to know if you and your authors read every single one of those papers. How, we all know that AI makes things up, you know, and which, how did you approach the fact that academics are really grappling with that AI makes stuff up? And so given that, I think the big contribution of this paper, the second area of big contribution, is explaining this method and the contribution of this method. How is what you've got here different to what's come before? And how did you actually do it? Because I think an attraction of this paper is for the literature where you really do explain, and perhaps it's in an appendix, but you really did explain the interaction of the intellectual strength of the authors and their work vis-a-vis how you used AI and what the contributions of AI were. Do you get me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, it looks okay to me, but equally you could be pulling down stuff in an area I don't know, and it'll still look okay, won't it? Because that's how AI works. So how did you decide, what's the interaction of the contribution of these magnificent summaries that AI gives us and your own intellectual rigour? You know, how much did you guys read? I mean, you'd be on this for years if you read all those papers, wouldn't you? Okay. A big part of your paper is the evidence linking your themes to the Standard Setters projects. Again, your summaries of the IASBRI projects are spot on. So AI or yourselves did a good job on that. And it's good in this paper, that linking. And I would leave that in the paper. I wouldn't touch it. But I think you've got a whole big area of future work, should you choose to do it, or someone else has got an area of future work, of really unpicking what the literature informs for the projects. You've identified it at a high level, but for the standard setters, you've really got to step back and get into it. You really, those of you who've read the literature reviews that are presented to the board know how clearly the research findings and the research methods have to be translated. And all credit to Anna and the people that the academics that have worked with her on those literature reviews to take the incredibly detailed, comprehensive and informative academic research and turn it into something that the very intelligent and talented and clever board members can read and use, you know, put it into their brains and evaluate it vis-a-vis all the other evidence they evaluate is an incredible process. And so someone else or yourself, you can pick up these topics and go in. I don't mind in your paper that you say, oh, here's the links. But just recognise you're doing it at a very high level. You aren't going, just cross-reference and say, if to really inform on those projects, you someone has to really dig in, and it won't be AI, because to our understanding so far, this isn't a process that we can expect AI to do, to link, this is the finding, this is the project, where do they fit together? So something for the future. You gave us some examples, and I just also picked up and said, well, you know, when you say it's about the goodwill research, but, you know, does it really look at the things the board wants to know? And you know, there are very specific things coming out of the board projects. Goodwill's one example. Another one, I think with rate regulation, you can see the specific things that they have been dealt with in that project. And, you know, when you say it relates to the research, it's quite a high-level nexus that you're referring to. I can live with that, and if I was your reviewer finalising for the journal, I'd let you get away with that, but I'd have a caveat around it that said, this is very high-level and someone else needs to pick this up and go on. You know, because we are concerned about the practitioner research gap. So, in conclusion, I think the big challenge for us is keeping people interested in IFRS-related research. I think that is a huge challenge going forward. with the new tools, if I'm allowed to still call them new tools, there's a lot of research questions that can be illuminated by more use of large language models and AI. So in that way, there's some things that you can circle back and look at. But sometimes academics are not good at that because everyone wants to go after the shiny new thing. So, you know, that's a problem. The big thing is needing the support of the journals, the university leadership and the practitioners for practice-relevant research. Some of you are in universities who are saying, demonstrate your contribution to practice, and that's a good thing for this area of research as you develop relevance. Everyone's under incredible financial pressure at the moment, so showing that you're doing something that has practical relevance I think is good. The IASB really, really appreciates the support of the journals, Accounting Horizons, and we've been well supported by European Accounting Review, also by TAR. We had an excellent conference with TAR and FASB in 2023. But, you know, it has to be all these parties coming together, and I really encourage you to find ways of continuing to have people excited about IFRS research. That's what we saw in those graphs. We saw people that were committed, excited, wanted to push it forward. It's a great opportunity to show research relevant to practice and justify the public money that goes into universities. So well done to the author, well done to the discussant. Thank you very much.